There's something to the fact that communication with God keeps us in alignment with Him.
The motivation to push through and persevere, knowing that's going to benefit me in the future. And then at the end of the day, reflecting on how I did that through, if I did complete that task in a way of encouragement.
You're listening to the Such Is Life podcast. Fighting through the noise of the struggles of people in the 21st century.
Hey man, that's not right. You can't do it like that. Do it like this.
With the Bible unashamedly at the forefront. Seeking turning on alignment of spirit, mind, and body, God's way. Here are your hosts, Christopher Nelson II and David Soto.
Tell them we stay winning.
Alrighty. Well, if you're new to the pod, anybody who's listening, or if you're returning to the pod, you already know. If you haven't subscribed, go ahead and do that. It's fun. It helps the channel. And don't like the video yet. Wait till the end until you've heard something hopefully insightful that you've enjoyed. And then you can go ahead and like the video at that point so you don't lose the ability to come back and access this cool content. For us as young adults in today's day and age, it's easy to get confused by the various things being thrown at us by society, by other young adults who are struggling through life, who might not necessarily have a relationship with Jesus, and a variety of other factors, family related, work related, school related, what have you. So it's really easy to get confused as a young adult today. And in fighting through that confusion, obviously, we have to come to the conclusion that we have to prioritize our life. We have to prioritize the events that we partake in, the circumstances that we put ourselves in, and the tasks that need to get done. It's just part of becoming a responsible adult. And that goes for practical circumstances and faith-related circumstances too. So, you know, just in thinking about how we prioritize life, how do you kind of go about prioritizing life from your perspective?
Right now, school and life are busy with trying to hang out with friends, trying to make some good relationships there, as well as school, trying to be on top of my schoolwork and stuff like that. But work-wise, I mean, right now, trying to be able to get into the calling of ministry more and be involved more into the church, I guess. So that's how I'm kind of balancing life right now so far.
A lot of people, at least that I've heard, who aren't necessarily working in the ministry space kind of seem to think that's the cop out, right? You don't know what you want to do out in society. So you're like, oh, I have a faith. Let me just work in ministry. What for you do you think is God working on in your life that has given you sort of that calling? And how do you sort of find that it requires the same prioritization as, you know, someone who works a regular job might have to prioritize in a similar type of manner?
In the past, I've helped with serving the church by starting out doing cleaning to even going up to working with the worship director playing piano. But with some people saying that it's not a job, I would say otherwise, where you're still serving the people in the church, trying to provide a better setting for them to worship, to be able to like come to church in a clean church, I guess to say, and being able to, in a way, see how like the behind the scenes are probably some of the best for ministry, because you get to see in a way how Jesus kind of experienced life from behind the scenes.
I like what you mentioned about that. Church is like the place where we as people come to congregate. And as such, we want to make that the best possible environment that we can. And that requires putting effort into making that a good space for anybody who comes through at a minimum, right? Good is the very minimal requirement for leading a church in that regard. So it certainly does require responsibility, and it requires a similar mindset as it would require anybody who's working out in the regular world. Like I work professionally. I have to show up with the understanding that I'm putting the best product of myself that I possibly can into the circumstances that I'm enduring, so that whoever I impact feels that impact and is left wanting to know why, how do you go about doing your routine and that type of thing. It's super fundamental that we're not just being our best selves for ourselves, but also being our best selves for Him. So that brings us kind of to the idea of priorities, right? There are so many different things that we have to manage in personal life, with relationships, with work responsibilities, school responsibilities, all that. How do you kind of go about keeping yourself organized on a regular basis?
It's God, number one. Got to keep him up there. And that's what first gives me the motivation to keep going through life and the hope of just like if it's a bad day, assuming it's going to turn into a good day. But then the second priority for me is schoolwork. I've put a lot of money into this school, and keeping up with the schoolwork is a very high priority for me, also for my parents and for the degree I'm going into, which is theology. So getting to know and getting the information I need to be successful in the real world through ministry and whatever ministry job I have in the future, if it's missions, if it's being a pastor, anything like that. And then I guess the third tier from there is life, specifically friendships, friendships with my roommates and getting along with them, as well as getting along with friends on campus, if it's studying with them, if it's playing a game of like spike ball or like pool or something like that.
Do you have like any unique approaches that you think about when you're acting in any of those circumstances in particular, like a particular emphasis that keeps you in alignment with completing the task at hand, let's say?
If we're going off tier one, like following God, you always got to start with the Bible, end with the Bible, and throughout the day, like pray with whatever need it is, if it's peace with roommates, friends, or peace from like stressing over a test or an exam like that. Second tier is schoolwork. Through the day, I'm always at school, always trying to be ahead of schedule. Well, ahead of schedule with certain stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at the end of the day, when I have some free time with friends and all the schoolwork is kind of settled, just kind of having, in a way, like fellowship with good Christian guys and girls, just to be able to like even just sit down, talk about life, talk about how the relationship with God is, and just get close with them through there.
The thing about that too is that each of those requires you to understand the circumstances and surrounding those interactions, right? So you're not going to interact with your friends the same way you'd interact with your family. You're not going to necessarily pray for your friends in the same way you're going to pray for your family. But all that to say that their prayer is first and foremost, right? Of our responsibility as believers when it comes to understanding the priorities in our life and understanding what we're supposed to do in the circumstances that we're a part of. So it's great that you've made that a part of your routine. I've made that a much greater part of my routine over the last year or so, just as I've grown in my faith personally. And I've certainly seen the benefit of that, because I think we tend to put prayer on this sort of pedestal. And a lot of us tend to think that, oh, this is just this really high achieving, you know, sort of responsibility that Christians are supposed to have. I don't know if I'm there yet. I don't know if I can pray effectively. And it's like, well, you don't know until you've tried. And we're told in scripture to do that. We're told in scripture that prayer is valuable, and that there is something to the fact that communication with God keeps us in alignment with him. So in order to be able to be at our best in our lives and to wander through each of the circumstances we face, it's important that we are hearing from God in those circumstances. And that starts by being able to hear from him in, you know, the most seemingly mundane of times of the day, right? Where it's like, all right, God, here are my friends. Like, I'm going to do something with them, or they're struggling with this. Like, can you help them or give them your guidance on whatever it is that they're struggling with, type of thing, right? And there's certainly value to pursuing that. So prayer is important. How does reading scripture fall into your sort of routine as you prepare to take on the day?
Reading scripture is like a way of like meditating on what God is saying to me. If it's like a psalm of encouragement to get through like a day of discouragement, like last few weeks have been midterms. And so a lot of the students have been stressing. I've been stressing myself over exams, but reading that line, like reading that verse of encouragement gives me like, I guess, the motivation to push through and persevere, knowing that's going to benefit me in the future. And then at the end of the day, reflecting on how I did that through, if I did complete that task in a way of encouragement, or if I did receive the information that I needed from that.
Is there a particular way that you go about reading scripture that keeps it more as a practicality instead of just something that's ethereal, like, and, like, good to think about?
For me, I have a Bible plan of, like, so right now I'm going through Judges, and I go through Judges, and then I go to a Proverbs that I'm going in, and it's like a day by day. So I read a chapter of Judges, read a chapter of Proverbs, read the next chapter of Judges, and so on and so forth, going through the Bible. That plan has helped me, knowing that even the very smallest and minute details can have a really big impact in your life and have really big information involving it. And that's super helpful through my Old and New Testament classes that I'm taking.
I kind of do something similar. I'm just reading straight through the Bible right now, just because I think it's disappointing that I've grown up a Christian and I haven't just read straight through. So I've been going through that plan, if you like it, over the last few months or so. So I've definitely seen the value in having a focused approach to reading scripture, right? Because a lot of us just think that reading scripture is good, which it is, but like you want to maximize your ability to understand what you're reading. So you're not just knowing scripture, but it's also being understood and applied in your life. So I've found that staying in some sort of plan, whether it's topical, whether it's, you know, just reading through a book of the Bible on a consistent basis, is a lot more effective than saying, oh, you know, today I'll read Acts, tomorrow I'll read Ezekiel. You know, who reads Ezekiel though? That's really unfortunate. It's unfortunate that we don't read the Old Testament more. And that's something I've realized as I've been reading just straight through. But yeah, so I mean, I like the idea of the plan. Sticking to a plan is paramount to developing the understanding, and that's a step above just the knowledge that you would have attained from reading it. So after you've got sort of the spiritual element of your day in order, let's say, do you do this in the evening or the morning, by the way? I don't think I asked.
So I actually do it both. I originally started doing it in the evening, but then my mom kind of showed me to do it more in the morning so you can reflect on how encouragement goes through your day.
Nice. Oh, that's good. Yeah, I agree. That's what moms are great for, aren't they? Moms are fantastic. They need more love. We need more love for moms. But that's good. Okay, so you start your day. I'm the same way. I don't understand how the people who read their Bible in the evening manage to do it. It's like, for me, after a long day, it's like, I have no energy. I just need to sleep.
It's tough. And
so, I mean, props to people if they're able to do that. But I do agree. I think reading in the morning does allow you that sort of reflective element that carries what you've learned into the day in a much more effective fashion. So at that point, obviously you've got, well, I don't know. Are you working? Do you work right now?
Not yet. I've been trying to get into more ministry, like aspects of work.
Okay. So there you go. So your day does include work. It does include school. And then time with friends, I'm sure you try to make a part of your schedule regularly. But in order to maximize the relationship of those three elements that your day is effectively, is it, how do you go about doing that? Is your work like schedule based, or like they need you to help or work at these specific times, or is it more just a more fluid type of thing for you?
When they need me, I can go and help them. Most of the time, they haven't called me yet recently, but it's just kind of when they need me, I'm there for them. So they're like backup, I guess, to say it.
So when it comes to school, then how do you manage that element of your schedule?
It just depends on what schoolwork I'm given and how much homework is due that night or in the next week or so. And so, like, for whatever class I do, the next hour I try to work on whatever is required for that class, and then vice versa for every single one after that. But then at the end of the day, I am at my very last class. I try to hang out with friends as much as I can when there's still some sunlight and still somewhat warm.
I think for me, with that circumstance, I certainly have to prioritize work, obviously, throughout the week. And then school kind of fits in during the week when I have time. Most of the time, I just set Saturday aside and say, all right, look, this is going to be my primary school day. I can get small things done throughout the week, but I understand that Saturday is going to be my primary day for doing school. So I'm a lot more inflexible on my end, but despite the inflexibility, I've found a way to to value school to the point where even after I've had a long work day, I just sit down and I say to myself, all right, let me just take a quick break and just knock something out. Because there's value in being productive, even if it's not a lot, right? And that's important for us to realize, because when you make efforts to succeed, apparently as you continue to make even the smallest of steps towards success, that eventually turns into exponential growth in terms of your pursuit of success. So that's certainly a concept that I've realized a lot more recently, is the idea that, all right, even if I can get just a little bit done throughout the day, it'll benefit me so much more eventually, to the point, not even just from the perspective of getting the work done, but also from the perspective of I'm building those habits, right? Where things need to get done and I get them done. What do you kind of think about that general idea of just doing small but productive things, even when you don't feel like it?
So I unfortunately don't do that. I should do that. But from friends who do take that step of just taking like a small little chunk at a time and going forward every single day from there, I've heard that they have more time at the end of the day to like hang out with friends and not really stress about having a whole big chunk of time of like work that they have to manage just to get schoolwork done. Plus, if they're working a job on top of that, trying to manage and juggle schoolwork as well as work at the same time. But taking a chunk at a time, I've seen super beneficial.
It is important, especially for us as younger people, to build those habits, right? Because this is the easiest life gets for us going forward. It only gets more complicated. So building those habits will transition throughout our life, especially when the workload gets a lot more intense, when life responsibilities pick up, when family becomes a thing, right, and such. So I guess the last element there that you mentioned was the idea of friends and fitting in time for other people into your day. How do you kind of go about setting boundaries that allow you to hang out with them, but at the same time that say, hey, I've got school to do or I've got work to do and I can't hang today? How do you kind of go about balancing the time that you spend with your friends?
At the end of the day, I always have a 3:05 class, but at 4:20 I get out. And at that time, all my friends are out. Like if they're hanging out talking or playing in the snow, doing a snowball fight, something like that, I can always just have fun with them. But when like 6 o'clock rolls around, that's when I get to work. But in a week, I always take Saturday as my Sabbath day to really spend time with friends and not really have to worry about having to stress about work, schoolwork, any exams in the near future. I can just take that time to really just have fellowship with friends or take time with God and just worship Him for the day He's made me.
How does that approach sort of change your general perspective on life? Do you feel more peace? Do you feel less stress? Some combination of the two?
A combination of both. I mean, because when you're living, I guess, four or more of living just like a day where you can just have enjoyment of like stuff you enjoy, if it's playing video games, if it's going on a hike outside, anything like that, you can just make it that for your day and you don't have to think about the stress of just anything that's behind you and just have freedom there.
That's the benefit of getting your priorities assembled properly, is that you can enjoy the things that are more fun in life a lot more once you don't have the stress of those nagging responsibilities just gnawing at your feet, let's say. So, I mean, it's good to approach life from that perspective where, you know, you set time aside to hang out with people, but in a moderated regard. It just makes you more able to operate throughout the day when you at least have some sort of structure in place in that regard. Because I think a lot of people kind of just freewheel it and they're like, well, whatever whim like overtakes them at whatever point in time, they're just like, yeah, okay, I feel like hanging with friends right now. Sure, it's like 10 p.m. Sure, I have an assignment due this weekend, but you know, that doesn't matter. And it's like, okay, We can really only pass that off as like an excuse for being young for so long before like those habits transition into adulthood, and that's not pretty. It's not pretty to be an adult who can't balance their time and their schedule well. Sticking to schedule is is important. But being flexible enough to adapt to the changing circumstances that you endure as well is important. So that's kind of, that's a gray area for a lot of people, because it's like, I know I need to schedule. I know I need to set aside time for these important things, but I also don't want to be tied to my schedule. And this is an idea I've mentioned before on the pod, where it's like, you're a new person pretty much every day. Why? Because you know something today that you didn't know yesterday. You've lived longer just in general, so you're physically older by a day and stuff like that. So like, tailor your schedule in a way that makes you, number one, like, want to do it. Like, schedule your day in the best possible way that you can, in a way that you would enjoy partaking in the tasks that you have to do. But, you know, at the same time, understand that there's flexibility there, and like, you shouldn't resent your schedule. You should tailor your schedule in a way that is best suited for the you of today. Maybe not. And maybe that is different. It should be different from the you of yesterday. So with that in mind, it's like, well, just there's leeway there. So build the schedule the way that you feasibly can, but at the same time gives you wiggle room to kind of just enjoy life. Even though not every task you'll do is enjoyable by default. I think in summary, it's an important issue. And today's obviously going to be a shorter podcast than usual. But if there's one takeaway from this discussion that we've had, it's just the idea that understanding that priorities are a thing that are to be addressed as like important elements of our reality in our existence is certainly something that we have to carry into our strategic approach to life, right? There, people will pass off the characteristics differences of people who are more maybe type A and like super schedule oriented and like this needs to happen at this time type of thing, versus the people who are more, I guess, type B and more like whim of the moment type of people. Those will be passed off as personality differences, but ultimately in our pursuit of success, whether that be spiritually, whether it be mentally, physically, you have to come to the conclusion that there is a reality that involves both. And that's the beauty of reality, is that like, you can have a completely different approach fundamentally than someone else. Maybe it's you're mostly type A and someone is mostly type B, but at the end of the day, you need elements of both in order to reach your optimal potential that is God-given, so you can live on purpose in a more effective way. And I think that by understanding sort of how those are structured throughout the day will give us a better understanding of, hey, how can I get to know God better and improve my spiritual growth and in an optimal manner? And the same type of thing when it comes to getting ready for the day mentally, physically, and then actually doing the things that we're responsible for doing throughout the day as well. Just getting in that sort of mindset and approach is really beneficial. And I think that with that understanding, we can go far and we'll be a lot less confused and a lot less pulled by society in our attempts, especially as young adults, to figure out how the next stage of life is done and how it's done best. So with that said, thank you for listening to this episode. Like I said, it was pretty short, but you know, it's good every once in a while. We've had some really long ones. This is our first fairly short one. There's a good balance. So Jack, thank you for hopping on. It's a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. It's always good to get the pulse of people who are doing life in a different capacity than our listeners might be, than I might be. And thankful that you were able to hop on with us today. Alrighty. For anybody who hasn't subscribed or liked the video yet, go ahead and do that. Hopefully you learned something fun. Hopefully you got a takeaway that you hadn't considered in a while at a minimum. Maybe you learned something new. But we'll see you next week. Until then, peace out. Take care.